face in our bino. Now the boy don't blow. Swagger don't take go. Papa don't come up. Face in our bino.
Right, you're listening to Radio Democracy, broadcasting live from Freetown. Stay tuned, it's about time we go over to the next studio only to bring you the program, Election 10. But before that, we take the news brief.
Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Now an attempt for news brief with Usman Kamara. The executive director for Rainbow Initiative, James Suleiman Fofana, don't say, for the past 10 months inside 2017, the center don't even record over 700 sexual assault case them, where he say don't they been a free tongue, to picking them when not 18 years yet. One Sama Vandi, where he say he want for be chairman for the Kenema District Council under the SLPP, don't say, he ready for step down for any woman where they contest for this position. The Kumbura for one 17-year-old Pekin, we alleged say, the principal na one school na Wellington, don't do mommy and daddy business with in Pekin by force. And the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security, together with Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, don't confirm say, the fall armyworm, we don't the Amburg plants them, na different parts than at the world, don't reach Saloon. That's Nami News Brief. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, with Usman Kamara.
Election 10 don't come back, oh, the Tapu don't look after. Inside that Tapu today, the good one them day, then the bad one them bad day.
And we all know how we country don't be now. If it's sweet, I want. If it's sour, you sabi. Now you want to know if you eat well full or you sleep on you. You are a fool, and you know if you don't
know. Many people ain't being there for help yourself now. If you vote for good leader, we get love for the country and the people of Saloon. We all do better. If you vote man, we come for time to play. Well, they left soon. Now we get for
sleep. However, you don't vote in your life. The bam system must work for me life. If I don't ever vote in my life, the vote system is work for me life. Radical politician, not the car with me life. Cause I don't so sweet, so I enjoy me life. I am Peter, not the car with me life. Cause I don't so sweet, so I enjoy me life. Me vote in my life, me vote in my life. Me wondering vote for two dead parts. Me vote in my life, me vote in my life. Me wondering vote for one man. Me vote in my life, me vote in my life. I say before we born and I came.
Indeed, you vote na your life. Now, so I go say good afternoon and welcome you to this edition of the program Election 10, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And we also there on www.radiodemocracy.sl and as well now Radio Democracy 98.1 Facebook page. Now, Rockdale Foundation, they support Radio Democracy for bringing you the program Election 10. Me where they bring this edition of the program to you, na Mabel Kaba. Election seminar program will focus on issue that we get for do with the March 7, 2018 election. And inside this edition of the program Election 10, where they can look at the role of civil society them per election business. And my guest na the studio this afternoon na Dr. Mahmood Idris Sarawali, we na team leader na the Standing Together for Democracy Consortium. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mabel, and good afternoon to listeners.
Well, Dr. Mahmood, they can discuss this afternoon the role of waiting civil society organization and safe for the do before, during, and after election process them. Now that's make Dr. Sarawali in the studio this afternoon for let we can talk about them. But before we begin for look at the topic, let me listen first to this message.
Election time, they come from the early device. Don't make them soon. Don't make them use it. Focus on
this 2018 election. I'm a vote for leader. We go call unite Saloon.
This 2018 election, I don't mix my party color. Now for leader where they can be in Saloon and they vote for.
I like to apologize for that break day as we get small problem with the lights, but the program we dey listen to na election time where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We go bring come that message to na back just now. Let me just begin for look at the topic now. I come to Dr. Tara Wale. The topic today we tell listeners and say we can talk about na the role of civil society organization them pan election process. First, let me start for establish them. Who that name we they say na civil society people them when it come from politics business?
Thank you very much, Mabel. Most time it come back to me to the smartness of 98.1 because that's not the core about all that kind of discussion. What's in a civil society? And what is civil about civil society? A lot of people that don't accuse civil society say very partisan, they belong to political parties, you know, they represent the two interests and two voice of the ordinary citizens of Sierra Leone. My role now not to focus for can say that not true or not lie, but let me, instead of we destroy civil society, not deconstruct and just one small one and for understand what's in a civil society. Civil society in a space for ordinary citizens for let them able for come together and talk about common values. So that space there is a public sphere, you know, and every Sierra Leonean get right to them. Civil society mean person will not directly the work for government. It means say na voluntary movement. Sometimes they people can even receive salary for the civil society. So over time, trade unions, people will get salary, but as long as they come together in a movement for let them present their own voice, them a part of civil society. So if you bring in Sierra Leone Teachers Union, for instance, Labour Congress, all of these ones don't come in inside the civil society domain. People in way, either for salary or not for salary, we can inside for present people and public opinion. So if you get community radio stations where they even interest now for present the voice of the ordinary citizens, so there is no way you can take away 98.1 from the civil society sphere. Once you represent the common interest of people, so people can come together, then CSO organization there at the community level, one for promote clean water and sanitation, one for engage with the states, one for ensure say the states involve people in the development of programs, and for ensure say across the states, across the activities of the states, whether at the national and local level, people, ordinary citizens like me and you, get stake into it. So for defining civil society, it's a public sphere. We say citizens say we not directly involve na the management of sectoral government. People we not in the army, we not in the police, can participate in the governance of their communities.
So this space we talk about, because I just underline where you say this is a space we suppose for the for citizen them we not deep in politics business, yeah. At all we they see this space then a salon where people they make use of them as civil society advocates, eh?
Over time, Mabel, we don't get some small problem. I think we have to be very honest about it, about what's one of the role of civil society. And you can be civil society and that not stop you not for participate in political activities. However, we for able for distinguish between we hold them as members of political parties and we hold them as people where they represent the common interest. You know why it's dangerous in civil society for like it become overtly political? Because in politics, you get different interests. If we are not we now all the work for the interest of 98.1. If one person is not we overtly belong to a political party. Like they say to me, don't go elect Mabel as the PRO for one of the political party system. People in Godina, so we're not going at the party where they don't go elect you. Because of that, it will lead to division, it will lead to acrimony, which is why the space has to be there open. In an ideal world, once you're a civil society person and you declare very openly for a political party, it is important that for like you keep that space, that public sphere, we are all man own, for like you not take part and act actively again in the activities of civil society. We don't go through very difficult moments. We see what civil society do before we get democracy in the 90s. You know, the elections before peace movement, being too many one and being too many two, waiting organizations such as CGG and all other organizations and do not say for let them promote the democracy we don't take for granted so now. Remember, some years ago, even for votes, you understand, eh? Some people are not even sure if they don't go vote. But let's be clear, waiting make people and push for democracy, waiting make civil society demand before for push for democracy. Not only for low voters. Now the guarantee that if we push for democracy, people go get the right for vote, and a set of citizens we go in a civil society go always checkmate the activities of government. Now that whole day in civil society supposed for play. Unfortunately, along the line, some of the colleagues then don't move on into political activity. We don't question the relevance. And these are questions we will get for answer. We serve as civil society activists. Are we relevant to society anymore when some of our colleagues have become overtly political?
Alright, if you just the tune in, you listen to Dr. Mahmoud Idris Tayawale, when our team leader and they standing together for democracy consortium. And this afternoon with the talk about the topic, the role of civil society then per election process. And our Rockdale Foundation supports the democracy for bring come the program election time to you with the listen to. We tell me, go for announce the phone line, so you send you message. For let yourself go add your voice to the topic where we they deal with. Now we don't talk about civil society in broad term, but let me limit it now to election business. Waiting at the role where civil society organization them or the individual them where they get for play by election business.
Thank you very much, Mabel. Civil society na the hub through which electoral process are planned, implemented, and forget oversight over election. So it means say before they do the electoral activities, civil society na the hobby, just like we na morning before una they organize each program, una go sit down first, una get to na editorial meeting, una take decision, say una they go yanda, una they go dianda, una they collect information, una go read news, una take all them decision, and then una assign roles and responsibilities, people then come back and report to una before una go on air. So usai all the work they happen for una produce una program, they like the newsroom or the production room, you can liken this to civil society. Civil society na the hub through which the democratic process, not only elections, because elections are just one part of the democratic process, that the hub through which a nation be able for plan and roll out in democratic process. By extension, without civil society, there are no elections. Because if you look at Costa Leone, na civil society na indicates the engagement for let people them understand within an election, the different phases of the electoral process. This is an attempt for register. You remember over a year ago that civil society begin for engage first with the states and begin engage with government. It's important for now get dates now for the elections, because now when we get dates, we will begin for plan around them. You understand, eh? And that kind of engagement with civil society get with NEC and the government of Sierra Leone, then lead to the announcement of the election date. From there, the civil society for lead the process for engage the ordinary people there, mobilize them for let them take part in a constructive way within the elections. Now civil society again go observe the electoral process and report to the nation and report to the international community. All phases of the electoral process, from the planning to the day where then they cast the ballot, and not only that, well, don't cast the ballot, result don't come out, up to how they engage with the way they govern with the civil society. So it means, say, Mabel, if you not get a constructive, if you not get an engaged, if you not get an informed, if you not get a balanced civil society, I'm afraid you're heading for chaos in the electoral process.
Now, Salon, it don't sound like now certain people they way they pan civil society business. So we put on the point and pan say civil society advocates and they as I open a mouth for talk now. All thing away Salon people they think about, then go link you to party A or party B. So the question of how then civil society people let me ask you, for they go ahead with saying work where conflicts of interest no go day. For let people know somebody not go begin talk no more, then point and pan how then for go about for do this.
Unfortunately, the problem we don't get in Sierra Leone is very quick for letting them categorize you, then pigeonhole you into groups. Ah, just by the name number of us, I can guess whose political party we belong. Unfortunately, this is a reality. It's not true. It don't hold me to ransom in terms of politics. But we have a responsibility, Mabel. Responsibility now for ensure say as civil society leaders, as people the way they try for mobilize the public for let them engage in the governance of the state, we also lead by example. If we come now so criticize government say and they misuse state resources, and we do the same now we organization them, then we don't have the moral authority for tell government anything. So we have a responsibility for ensure say in the discharge of our responsibility we remain apolitical. Unfortunately, and this is the sad truth, over time, some civil society don't fall short of the expectation of the role of civil society organizations. However, this is no ticket for like you blanketly dismiss the role of civil society in politics. So it don't mean say if one radio station You understand, eh? Align yourself to political parties. If you dismiss the entire media landscape as Sierra Leone, say, no, 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 get what it take. Follow them, push media institutions, media processes as Sierra Leone. We can criticize those who they do the wrong thing, but we have a responsibility for come together. And for us, as civil society leaders, especially we who they promote electoral processes, now we jump for ensure, say, first of all, the public trust we. Maybe you know, as much as I do, that even this one, a job where they do so, for sit on the mic and talk to people, then you need two important things. First, you forget confidence by yourself. If you don't get confidence by yourself, you know, sit down before Michael. Second, the public for trust you, you know, and we need to go back as civil society organization and reclaim that trust. Some of it is being reclaimed now, a good number of it has been lost, but we'll get responsibility for ensure, say, we serve the common interest and we'll not serve a political interest. And I'm pretty sure as a country, we don't make progress more small. However, if we need to make a defining contribution in these elections and all other governance issues in Sierra Leone, civil society has to come back bold, strong, confident, and independent as we were in the 1990s. We make way before challenge, people will get gone. They say no, we want election NEB. If we can do that before, we can do it now. But the only thing we need to do, we'll get for ensure say we take away politics from the job of civil society. And for ensure say people impact participate actively in the elections, we really lead them, we really tell them. Because make no doubt, we get a privileged position we other people will not get, we'll not for misuse them. If we misuse them, we'll get responsibility for answer. Me mama na Krubula, me auntie na Feridugu, not get the opportunity for Sidon Ayaso, maybe engage with the international community, engage with stakeholders. If you get that opportunity there, you have to use that to serve the public interest. Some of us are doing that, a good number don't fall short, and that is why we have to come back and reclaim that position there and move on to Sierra Leone.
All right, continue for the with me at the studio, Dr. Terawali. I will come back to you. The program election time they continue, and as we tell now, this program they look at issue them we get for do with politics, especially ahead of the 2018 election. Well, now we're gonna the Sierra Leone People's Party SLPP. After we supported under this party and police been get some couscous last week, also we been see then say police been fire tear gas and end up arrest some people in another area. Day the young generation leader at the Salon People's Party, Musa Moigua, don't say they're not glad with the way how police can respond to issue them waking up in between them party and other political party them. It talk more to Wani Gauja after one press conference with them be old for talk to journalists them, but waiting them think.
We see and say we don't tell that we don't see them. We don't bear, we don't look, because now we can't peace in this country. We know how the peace for work structure. Then all the time we don't have police, we don't complain, or all the time we do not court, we don't complain. But we can't hold this press conference for telling and say, Mr. Seth, when we are young generation now, we don't tire for the make complain, we don't tire for the make report. That they are we they ask one a peaceful coexisting in this country. That the things that we have done to they don't emulate the brothers, they're not Tongo, they don't emulate them now Kanima. Take this with us your brothers and they didn't have cops and a free tongue. And these are young people. We don't sit down and we don't feel safe for sit down quietly and listen, waiting the government will do what up to now they are suffering. Now we don't recently see Obufan, they just stab one of the posse, don't die. Take today they're under investigation.
So what's
in
our plan for
you?
What's in our next step?
Well, the next step we say we do not to any other team. You know, now you own self, where you sit down, your brother beat you all the time, they complain, they go, can you never complain again?
So,
because your person slap yourself or slap her. Now that's not the message you will send. I will not be for the complain now, because don't complain too much. If you see me today go over radio, you know from 2013, Boku people feel same, quiet, at this, that, not true. But not true, that pass my quiet way for the quiet.
Okay. If you say that's appropriate or that's fine for the country?
That's not fine for the country, so please. But when they send a message, say intimidation, violence, not to the way for win election.
So
when they feel say, we force you to talk to people there, let them vote. We'll vote, anybody win, we are not saying that we they win, it's alright. But then they do that thing you know, for scaring people that for me they not vote.
When I feel say retaliation in turn I'm giving a better solution and a better option. When I not get any other plan,
is not good, is not fine, because they don't spend so much, and our government that will spend so much on this country for local peace and one peace, no any other thing again. But we also warn with brothers then that first not to tell that they train pussy for the any bomb pussy in town. For say this pussy and I will fit, this one I will beat this one. Everybody gets wisdom when they reach to a time when you say we fit, but we don't want that kind thing anyway. But we send a signal that we young generation already for that again, for all the complaint.
This past meeting, it was on Friday,
I don't tell you, I said, be like, I'm with peace. I said, be like, say, police, so they record them force for good. No, I don't tell you. No, wait, now they tell you, I come from that point. That if we don't train police for be forced for good, somebody will see police number throw stone panel. It's not possible. Yeah, because our state institution, that is you see that say some of them go down most offended one day with the whole. And one thing is not justified. Anytime we chaos day, we fed fed day, they see police now say people put them in the whole. That other party, they know they do nothing. They know they hold them. So you know the that kind of unbiased situation, it is sad.
So what are the police man like to see people?
Some that go down there among them with either they are paid, that they go against the code and conduct of the institution.
So you get evidence to that effect?
Any way where you do, Boku fish did the one or two one go did it. So me not fish say me you the fet. Hold on fet, tell you the kind of me one there for who no more care go. The other party said for me is that, but all the time when you check the records, where they say firstly between red and green, the one where they send, where you can adjust green there the whole cable. Yeah, it's unprofessional. We know one kata kata, we know one hala hala. So the one that said the APC record itself, APC Youth League, you will join together and talk to brothers then. Then I use people that they use young man then. Not to for me they use them, love go talk to people that made a vote for me. Then by mamu for sit down we talk. Where they instead of they spend money power that made they give money, we talk to these young guys for say no, we are not need for fet. In fact, not dance for Didi. Now that will for you.
Well, that's the young generation leader and the SLPP in Emla Musa Moigwai be they talk to Wani Gauja and that interview day. The program we still listen to na election team where Radio Democracy they bring come to you with support from the Rockdale Foundation. You can send a message to the number 077-981-981. Send a message and add your voice to team them way with the talk about the program. My studio guest this afternoon na Dr. Mahmood Idris Tarawali, we na team leader na the Standing Together for Democracy Consortium. And the topic we will look at the program this afternoon na the role of civil society then by election business. Now we don't see the time for the election don't the near. Campaign time not reach you too, but we don't get usai allegations in the commode say Party A and Party B then supporters they don't begin the fight, police they interfere. Civil society then get any role for play for ensure say then talk to some of them political party for avoid disputes, intolerance and other things then can happen political term winner election term.
Thank you very much, Mabel. I will answer your question with honesty. Sometimes the civil society not only get a role, civil society also has a responsibility for take some share of the responsibility for waiting there happen at the country. So for instance, I was a little worried when I do that clip there where the young man, I don't remember his name, from the SLPP say this time will not complain again. It make me heart cut small. It presents a situation as if young people in the country, they demonstrate a willingness for going to violence and for break the rule of law, not for respect the police and move on. But as the interview the progress, as soon as when a journalist they question them, you see, say gradually there is a commitment to peace and they only want a situation where people and they engage. And that comes in the role of civil society. We get two important roles for promote not only a peaceful election, but also a constructive elections, fair, free from violence that will reflect the views and real opinion of the citizens of Sierra Leone. So one of them role then now amongst we civil society and the people, what thing will they do? What are the peace messages we reach out to people? What are the level of civic education You understand, eh? When they say civic, we're not saying military or police, we mean civic with the people. What sort of civic response education will they send out? Are we actually engaging the people of Sierra Leone for telling them what's not, according to this election PO, this or now, what are the roles and responsibilities of citizens? Yes, now you write for go out for go and live for your party we belong to. We also have a responsibility as a citizen for respect to law. Why should you go for go campaign if you break the law will hold you responsible. Are we doing that? That is our role. It's our responsibility as civil society. So beyond engaging people, beyond mobilizing citizens for let them become aware of their own rights, but also let them abuse or let them misuse them. Because it's a serious problem. If you get young people that will not get work, where they adopt politicians, you understand, eh? Where not get something for look up to. They get the possibility for go do them kind here. But it's our role as civil society for create that education, for create that platform, say election not to them for faith. So that's one level we engagement with the population. We also have another level for engage with the state and non-state actors, both the government of Sierra Leone, the elections management bodies, and the international community. So for we now a buffer, we now a link between the people, not they only engage with the people, who also supposed to engage with the ones that already manage the elections. So like Sasilona, you see the play with me phone just now, they try for book an appointment with the executive secretary of NEC and the entire electoral commission. For now, we get a meeting for discuss a couple of inclusion issues. All this is part of your job. Beyond that, we also need to engage with governments. We also need for you to sit down with the SLP. We also need for you to sit down with the other security apparatus and say, waiting the people in the talk about the excesses, about the limitations, about the problems of the security agencies. If we even for relate to them, say, this is not in the police, not in the public, they feel low about the police. And what are we doing? We're currently doing that, but we need to increase that level of engagement for ensure, say, we all work together. So civil society, whether for promotes the processes of the electoral management, whether for promotes effective citizens' participation, whether for promotes a non-violence environment, now we for lead that process there. And if we see elections they degenerate to a certain level, I think we need to go back to the corners and ask, have we been doing the job properly? If not, where have there been lapses, and what can we do for improve the process?
All right, I will come back to you, Dr. Terawali. The time for my studio clock now 12:29. Let me listen to this music break, and I hope say when I go listen to the message within the music, the program they continue election theme, and a Lockdale Foundation they support for the democracy for bring you election theme.
Election time they come. Members, waiting they don't give. You know the trouble and wahala where we don't see. So take yourself today and know waiting you for do. No make us say we say, let's go my right, you know who say if I be low. Election time they come. Members, waiting we don't be. You know the trouble and wahala where we don't see. So take yourself today and know what we for do. No make us say we say, let's go my right, you know who say if I be low. In 1962, election was a big free and fair one. When then all the day, putu, no be baby. 1967, the opposition was denying the freedom. But 1973, election was problem with the day. The opposite party, the boycott, the election. And we all remember the incident with the appeal. So now we change the way, so that the government is
nation. Believer, your being has an role. I want we consider enemies, we consider well. We youngest will join us so that Salon go go.
Right, indeed, we all go for joining so that Salon go better. And now you want votes. That votes way then say now you life, now you go for use for make a change or a continuation in the system. Now that you want votes, say very important. I hope so you listen to the message now that music day. You know, we don't carry age, we know it can be happening those days where like people be the struggle for go if they want votes. But they like today, we tell God thank you. You can go out where voting time reach, you go cast your votes for make a change. And also, if you're young too much, you're not able for relate to that. But please make sure say if you time to reach, you don't need the age for votes. Go cast you one vote for a change or continuity in the system. The program election time they continue. Let me look at other issue now. As the democracy they continue for look inside different in them. We been happening a different election them. One lecturer at the political science department at Afobe College, Dr. Charles Silva, don't talk with him be happening inside the 2012 election. Inside this interview with Mange Mansari.
Therefore, be surprised at that. That friction will be, you know, the distinctions will take place within the SFP in 2007. Will not be done. They not be done able for correct time. And one thing is, a lot of people will forget that we like President Kaba. We throughout the greater part of his leadership in this country, in the wartime, in the reconstruction, in the peace, demobilized ex-combatants and that kind of thing. Let me not forget, say, all state institutions, almost all police stations, including the Treasury Building, the Central Police, the NAYA, the CID, and a lot of other schools we are burnt down, including even the Allah University, Dr. Mufkana, all these things that never going to happen. So President Kaba has been a wartime president. But President Kaba, particularly during the second time, let us say, even from the first time, from 2007, out of this time, you find out, say, he inherits a democratic society. He inherits a peace society. So, and mind you, when they say a country undemocratic or a country they at war, what do they call it? They drag investors. But during President Kaba, he has a lot to deliver. He has a lot to deliver because he has resources at his disposal. And also, one thing we must not forget, the voting age. He was already born during the war. They were born 15 years now, isn't it? So the ones that were born at the eve of the war in 1991, they all don't big. They never even seen such experiences. When you see President Kuma overriding victory in 2002 after the war, he was able to deliver a lot of things in the first, when he did in 2007. And mind you, whether you like it or not, me and you is one how they analyze. Many people, voting is satisfied, they're quite different from to satisfy me in. So because we get time, we get the relevant resources, state institutions, and they almost become activated, peace then at the country, investors, and they come in and out, so all that they help and pay in team for deliver a lot. So not total. Well, the political activities actually are not changing. I mean, more of a, well, the good thing we are really 2012 to now, we don't see where we look a bit worrisome. Now, at this thing, the impression of the politicians and the Israel unions as if when somebody becomes president or somebody a minister, they do anybody a favor. When people become like that around even the listeners, and when they say Mr. A or Mrs. A don't become president of a country, all the resources of that country, now they together they give, they say that it's a shame. America saying if they only see and they don't buy even the diamond, they not sell and they don't sell and that money they not to that government to do. The income tax will be the pay not to government the go. The from every money they can at this country, not they the control and so that money they will use. Government just started to pay the command and also where you cook, you provide food. For me, you cook. Where you don't cook, you shape and give independence and the government. Which where you cook, whether you provide the ingredients, where you cook fine chop for you, so what you don't have, you go to places. So nobody, I know they say enough for praise people, but we're not for praise and they say that everybody will do it. Where they pay income tax is our money. And this they serve as president, as ministers, they are doing a paid job. Now that's what the Bible couldn't talk for them. Now that's what the legal for them. Now we have money. So I feel say also that they influence for you. Action. Now get dictatorship they can. We should appreciate with that. We should praise them for their good works. But we always get from making it them at their mindset they are not doing us favor, that the resources really the most now money that we all get and then just they take the lead in distribution.
Well, that's Dr. Charles Silva in a lecturer in the political science department in Afrobe College. If they talk another interview there with Mange Mansari. And they come over again to Dr. Tarawali, when a team leader now they standing together for democracy consortium. The topic we discuss this afternoon, the role of civil society and politics business. Now, Doc, I believe so you be done to observe previous elections then. Any lesson they were civil society then for learn from something waiting them for be done do where they not been do before election time now the previous election that we don't pass waiting for learn from ahead of this 2018 election.
Thank you very much, baby. One fundamental problem we still they grapple with na Sierra Leone, and we all collectively political parties and civil society, state and non-state actors, we never for fair answer it. Now, how we go make with politics much more civil? You know, that me and you can differ in political opinion, but we no need for take up arms against one another over our differences. You know, because it's nobody know the one for see less alone destroy. Nobody know the one when a saloon post we want for see saloon not get good medical care. You know, we generally agree say we want a good Sierra Leone, a peaceful Sierra Leone, a prosperous Sierra Leone, a Sierra Leone we get good roads, we get good energy and everything. But it's about how we go reach the end of our problem. But we don't need forfeit over the how. And that's the problem we will not able to handle it. And two things we they lead to that thing there in terms of the less world or land as civil society organization. One banana Dr. Silva talk about the nature of politics in Sierra Leone. The fact that quickly we begin to look at we public officials as if they are demigods. No, they are not. We respect them, we appreciate it, and do a good job. But they are servants and they should see themselves as such. And civil society, we got that responsibility for begin to explain to people and say, you president, you for respect them, you minister, you for respect them, you honorable, for respect them. But they are not your bosses. They are servants. They take a responsibility. They are paid from the consolidated fund. And them for see themselves as servants. Number one. Two, political parties, they will not only for go contest elections and win and stop that. They also get a civic education responsibility. And that civic education responsibility, now for ensure say, political parties themselves within the institutions then talk about peace, non-violence, and engage. If you look at the constitution of Sierra Leone, it makes it very clear, say political parties are not going to only contest the election. They are provided for in the law. So you're not going to contest the election, but they also get a responsibility for ensure say then teach core values, moral state values to them, supporters them. So would they expect political parties for go they sit down, talk about peace, talk about constructive engagement, talk about how for promote peace and development as Sierra Leone, not only for make blabber. So the lesson the world don't learn over the years from 1996, we see how civil society mobilized for ensure say even when the military was not fully willing for give power, we able for cajole and sometimes bell them small for let their hand over. We also don't see in 2002, you know, what happened at the elections. In 2007, we see plenty of violence, people learn ferrets, you know. 2012, we also see all incident there about always violence in our political elections. In 2018, what we need for land. Now, how for make we elections truly peaceful? How for make we elections sincerely and strictly about the issues them? Whose region we come out, whose color we belong to, and why we defend because we're different. We will always be different. We say we're born at the same host, now they are, now they're black. No two people are the same. We will always be different. So because we will always be different, we got to be prepared for live with their difference and they move on. If we're not able to live with them differences and move on, say one person will be SLPP, the other will be
APC. And if you say no offense, the little man they want
to say. No, 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 for they want to say. And it will sweet. So let's, that lesson they will need for learn in 2018 that, let's have a discussion about the politics and development of Sierra Leone from party X, from party A, and let that be peaceful, free from mamikos,
right,
from trouble.
Alright, Dr. Tarawali, let me just quickly listen to clip where Maria to Sheriff go do na different parts of Free Town. Also, the citizen and self talk but waiting in the expect say civil society organization them for the do per election business. Let me listen to them.
It's made a feel for say civil society that go do for this election where they come. They not for be somehow be biased and they not for be somehow politically influenced. Because we see Iranians them we get this feeling, this feel good effect for say because of me now maybe I vote for SLPP. Because me now Timini, now vote for APC. it's all about change. You get me? The rest of the summer meet here. Make sure for say the election be free and fair.
So what is the experience that you do by now?
Now, the need for to do more sensitization. Now, where do you engage political stakeholders then? And also, they go down to the level of the youth man then, like the attire base, other youth groups, we said it together. They try for at least ginger them up. Let them tell them the reality on the ground. Because this time around, it's not about fet-fet. Let somebody not give you, let me say, any hard liquor, go take a go to the streets or go do nonsense. And most of these politicians, 99%, they begin to go over there. So you therefore think that, because yes, me say for do better thing. So you say not to fet-fet business, now for change.
My personal view, I feel say, civil society for the mutual, passion, and supportive. Mutual in essence, civil society for be like a mad body, a cozy. We are in, they're not for take sides. If something go wrong on one side, for TI to come out clear and advise, hope we live. Something go wrong, go right back to the side, and come out clear and implement. Impartial in a sense, they're not for the take sides at all, as I was saying. They want to say, therefore, implement the effort. We're all going to be calling them to do one or two things then. Civil society that can rule, be it government or non-governmental institution they have. Now the rule are for calm, join forces, one institution where we push the common goal winner for the betterment of Sierra Leone. Something good, let them come and give them support. For something bad, they will address the open. They say, this one alright. You know that if it's a serious idea. They put in motion long time, so I have to say, now the tenor for tight up your seatbelt, now the tenor for continue to play the win winner for play. Disagree, but for seek the interest of Sierra Leone, not the interest of if the institution to work in the interest of Sierra Leone, then we seek that interest in. If that cabal will work in the interest of Sierra Leone, then for support that cabal. If violence they happen, then for come up clear and condemn that action. Open one. Then make it will not the organ work for Sierra Leone. So society will be seen coming out clearly. So that all I mean, continue for talk to people then, continue for consultize people then, as to what we call this, we are seeking something for we call winner Sierra Leone. What we all for do, for see that Sierra Leone become the Sierra Leone we all they desire.
And there's so much thing you're going to do for them. So now like, they go, in charge for talk for we, all in our people then. So now that's what we expect them for do for we. Talk for we, like, say, what civil society for tell them say, and their responsibility for votes, and really them reach for votes, and their right for go visit, safely, and go back at the post. No need really for do violence, last street. You know, we find.
Thank you.
Sensitize the public, and tell the public what for happen, how they for take themselves, and how for be to each other. Election can come and pass. If the people that vote themselves begin challenging themselves after election, most of them will go, all them will be. So that makes sense. So the role of civil society, teach your people on non-violence, and educate politicians, and allies already make all the case, and even police, have for handle electionary process. We know we'll be partisan, we know we'll stand like say, brother against me, brother against you. Everybody sees that equality to equal, peace to the nation, go suffer, poor, body, and joy process. The role of civil society and vote, because we've got a lot of work to sensitize the public, not only from government officers to come down. Everybody will participate in the election, and they will need to sensitize and tell the essence of why we should be together, why peace for day, why freedom for day, after election, move to development.
Society, what do you expect them for do? Let them teach people them. Let everybody stay calm. Let them be themselves. Wait time you for go vote. Let you come out, you go vote, start from the time that you host. So no violence. Be yourself. Then, forget your candidates. It will be personal. Like when you get your salary. Now, your secrets. Your candidates are your secrets, like your salary. You know, they voice them out for say, let me come here and I'm a social person. I don't wait yourself. Me, where I go China, now the thing that's what I learn. Me, Paddy say, his salary, your candidate. You never expose them, even to his spouse. Now, a secret something for us. So, civil society, let them sensitize people them. Be yourself, your candidates, let them know your acts. Let them sensitize them. Let them candidates, they know their acts. Where the time is for go vote, we go vote, start from your council.
Everybody knows, say, civil society, then they forgive their own voice for the voiceless people. But, looking at the way civil society program them, the train where they don't take that Sierra Leone now, it look somehow baffling. Because, if you don't inform the people there well, at least then, you just act for confusing people.
Well, that's our views of different citizens in Afritong, where my colleague Mayatu Sheriff been go get this afternoon. Like, come back to my studio guest, Dr. Terawale. You don't listen to some of the thing away people and say. Some man even they say they expect to now the civil society organization them for preach to the public, let them for votes by tribal line, biasness. What do you think about them views, Zende?
You're correct. I think that's a very good clip, and it represents what is supposed to be my responsibility. It's very clear. My vote, my life, don't be the signature tune for many radio stations and across the country, especially Osogbo, Kenema. People on the plan na any public function. This now for tell you what civil society don't do for tell people and say you vote important to you and you no go for you no go for tear them quiet cheaply to anybody wey can do you. We will put now so the citizens manifesto in a collection of the aspiration of citizens of Sierra Leone. We'll put all together, we'll consult over 700 civil society organizations across Sierra Leone for talk about what's not the priorities there. A lot of which are politicians and then can tell us, okay, with the bill bridge you don't make who they make this. Where they can't do we now get it documented this and our priorities, because many times the priority of politicians not in sync with the priority of ordinary citizens. We've done that. Beyond that, they would not come together and put a PWA agenda for look out for the needs and priorities of persons with disabilities. Would engage with the IND. You know what happened with every neck being under trouble? One person talks something and I say civil society will get fundamental role. First, we get to be the voice of the people. But that voice has to be neutral. For we mean completely neutral, but also be very complimentary. If somebody they do something, we for support them. Which is why the Terry Neck they go through very difficult situations. We are one of the very few people in our civil society we come on board and say, let us support the work of Neck because it's very important. You know, so across the board, one clear voice we can is civil society must be trusted. We for be a space inside the people them for get information, we for provide education. If we engage with the people. And when we go like this, one of the things that we struck me very much are the fact that we get a set of citizens that we mobilize. And the fact that I'm here, I'm part of the civil society job. Right. For reach out to the people of Sierra Leone and say, yes, it is normal for Leopard that they belong to party A and that they belong to party B. But we have a responsibility for all out to differences in a peaceful manner. I want to tell the people of Sierra Leone and say, election is only a phase. Nothing important and this country for long go before. Now how would they engage with the leaders them after the elections? When the election done, we're supposed to be able to sit down constructively, which is what the citizens manifesto will do, Mabel, for come back and say you've been promised for do XYZ. We're here to remind you, Mr. Minister, we're here to remind you, Mr. President. Let war, confusion, and chaos not be part of electoral processes.
Right.
Let it be about policies, which is why we're organizing local level debates. We want to organize a presidential debate for make the election as Sierra Leone about issues, not about green or red or rainbow.
All right, Doc, continue for the way with me at the studio. I will come back to you. The program election time they continue. Not forget to say, now Rockdale Foundation supports the democracy for bringing this program to you. Let me listen to the drama. When a short one, a name this now with him.
Hello, Ado. This now with Temu, they come to you from Monday to Friday. We tell you about some people inside one term we don't fawase, therefore always put politics before past the development of this term. Remember, what happened the last term that they have college inside keep being come out? From that term day, where they have college lock, it don't open back and still politics they play. Sit down and listen to episode 8 of With Tem.
I'm going to tell you say today, and I say, what? Oh, well, I just saw fire today. And the name is what? Chap.
What's it?
Chap.
Young man.
Boy, you see, see, chap me.
Sorry for interrupting. I will really need my attention, please. I want you to listen to me.
Man on the zoo, need your politics, business.
I want to know why this
college.
We know what happened at this college last year.
This particular term now, my young man on time than this. And I'm not going to stand for my particular.
If I can show you that one, let's not talk about politics. What can I say to me about? In a 1 hour. No, that's what
I'm saying. I don't see no one talking about politics. But right now,
politics, business,
man. I really need you, my man.
I want to play.
And we hear my Whitman party.
Wait.
Now you have now a chance. What you do? We say you want to be let me command the way to talk about you. We allow the chair, we are forcing the chair, then we kill yourself with each
call.
What you do?
Try to be better. At least not the cool for on the street where they pass and take some other and smoke jamba or let begin sell a lot of
people. But who's better? The problem with you, you just in the talk what you don't know. We tell you, say, now we're there and now we're for the work. Tell you, now find
that. No.
But now we talk and so on and better.
Wait, I want you to join me. Let me hear
you.
You
are not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a politician.
You
are
not
a politician.
You
are
not
a politician.
You
are not
a
politician.
You
are not
a
politician.
You
are not
a
politician.
You
are not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a
politician.
You
are
not
a
politician.
You let me tell you
you something. What's your education system in this country? Look, we accept them. Which thing they do? You know, only accept the one that has it. Forget 10,000 in pocket for day self. from where they go inside. From where they go inside. Go inside, they are the way to more, wait till they come home. And go meet them.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm in charge of that patient with Enka with inside. I get to understand that you woman.
Yes, yes, yes. Number one. Come on.
I'm in for talk to you.
Okay.
Sir, this thing where the woman you woman, I want to ask you something. You woman gets blood pressure and you even don't shoot up.
This is your person. How could you get high blood pressure? Well, another day care blood. What would you want to care blood?
Not for that, sir. I want you to understand me.
How do you listen?
This sickness, it will occur to somebody in life due to stress, pressure, or any other difficult things that really happen. You know the stress this woman in any
kind. I do. What do you do? What you could do is do little bit. This person more now what you do, how for the making.
I want to ask you about this election something. Here you woman are the same side, umare or umare are the opposite side.
Me and you woman will be dealing now the same side.
But the only time you can talk about this you party business. You not can talk to you woman in a way that way you woman will afraid you or in a way that way you woman will get scared say anything can happen.
Not me, I don't tell the woman say. Agree about you, that the same battle for this. So you don't know, so if you agree with that, that same side.
And you see, this party business now even cause all this. You need to calm down when you talk to your woman. Whether you didn't have party X, you didn't have party Y, you don't still the show and love. But to the woman you talk to, I should say, now this election business make you distress you, woman. Go.
Now, so now they could discuss your revenue for.
I don't understand you. What do you mean?
No, no, what I tell you. What they are going for, you don't know so as a new. Not to you and that man running around the party. Not to you like them.
No.
So you want the time for killing me party over that. But you the time for killing me families. I will move on.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Sir, you know what you put inside the life because you want to take him now.
Okay. No more. Now you may try now for kill no more. No person man must walk out both. No,
sir, please.
Now come on, so.
Me like professional nurse and I'm not there in for that. Not for election business things that you're in me.
Well, that's you. Now they put you on.
You know what I mean? Now call security for you not cause commotion at this place.
I'm not listening to you. Call security. Now go let you my not show you for both. Go go black. Hey, Monica, look.
Why?
But if you are not at the same party, my reason that for take you sick well from up na hospital bed, politics, don't go na all man and aid na this storm. Waiting for do now, Sana, na Philip Soa, Monica na Satiu Kalon, nurse in charge na Fatma Tatamara, nurse na Mayatu Sherif, politician na Abulai Mansari, draftman na Rashid Kamara, na Michael Samora write and direct with him. Me na big boy.
Well, now the word that so. So to tell me, we don't listen to the drama. We know the better team again as we wrap up the program. Let me take a case of Sana and Kain. If we get them kind in our community, what in the civil society then for do with them kind people and
responsibility?
But then attitude and
Sana and attitude so say we still need for provide information about political literacy and political education. What it means say that you work for them in one party, you say they in all other party, but it not affects the family. Because not to politics define una union. Una union na love, concern, and care for one another na inform una union. Then political association that's when they come and go. But more fundamentally, it means say we all are citizens of this country. Whether you're in a political party or whether you're in an ordinary citizen or whether you're in a civil society. Or, the problem we get in this country, maybe we know they listen to each other. You hear between Sanae and Inose. Sanae gets a fixed perception. The Inose, they try for tell and something. Nobody know they listen. You hear them draft man there. That way don't say no, they do better than back. You know they listen to yourself. You want to let this country go before? For be a good speaker, you have to be a good listener. Open up a company. sometimes you get something for very important. If in a political party, would they talk on the civil, because that big problem that we don't get over the years when they criticize civil society. This social party, oh, now this social party, because you know they listen to civil society. As civil society talks, so now don't categorize them. The state know they listen. We said the state can get concerned, but sometimes when they listen to them, government now suddenly, if we don't take positions already about everybody, which is why the people who want to talk to another clip, they emphasize neutrality. We should be the voice of the people, but we have to do so in a neutral way. But my passing word to people of Sierra Leone, now that we team bring we together, now the fact that we are all citizens of Sierra Leone and we all get contribution for make salon for good before. We all want good salon. We team make we all run away, they take American visa, or they take British visa. Now because same country and they offer certain things away salon or they offer. But if we come together and make we country, no need for one for go now that side. And one way for one, now through elections. So for participate, but we have to do so in an inclusive and peaceful manner. And we in a civil society, including the media, get responsibility for passing information. We reliable, we credible, and we no bias. For ensuring we all participate. This include the police and other state institutions for ensuring they follow the law and serve their conscience and God and the interest of Mama Salon first.
Plenty thank you where you join me at the studio this afternoon, Dr. Mahmoud Idris Sarawale, we're team leader, now the Standing Together for Democracy Consortium. And say plenty thank you to the executive producer, Michael Sambola, producer, Alex Lawrence Koroma. And thank you again to the man who make you see me live on Facebook, Moses Kavura. Say the man who give you technical support, Parkinson Otis Thomas. Continue for listening to the Radio Democracy as we go for the Bingham more programs. Election 10, na Rockdale Foundation supports Radio Democracy for bringing to you. So we meet back on another edition of the program. Mina de Wilkabadesi, get you safe a wonderful day, but ensure say you allow other people them for talk by their own political party them as everybody forget in space for discuss and criticize. Where be say on another fate or end up alala. Get you safe a wonderful day.
So when you're not